Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air. Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
Start the show.
Start the show.
One.
Hey there, thank you so much for joining the Kelly Mano Radio Show podcast. Whatever dog and pony show we do here, every week for you, every Monday morning, ready for you. This is what, episode 37?
Yeah. Correct.
Hanging out with Hoss and producer Gary, as always. Now, we've got some important business to get to, but we've got some importanter business to get to. The importanter business is that we signed three new sponsors in 1 week.
That's awesome.
Woo! Hooray.
Hooray.
So you're going to be hearing a lot about Gateway Photo Booth, Loot Crate, and La Tejana Mexican Restaurant. Do you already know what Loot Crate is?
I'm a subscriber.
Okay, you're going to lose your mind because I've got so much to tell you about it. I'm awesome. So glad that you're a subscriber.
Yeah. I've been a subscriber. Actually, a few friends of mine who subscribed got me into it.
Right.
I've been a subscriber for, I think, almost a year.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay, well, we're going to get into that in a little bit. But I thought I was going to surprise you guys and you guys weren't going to know what it was and be like all excited.
Oh, it's a whole big trend right now. I'm a member of two different ones, the Loot Crate one, and then I'm a Star Wars specific one.
That's awesome. So, because when they pitched it to me, I was like, oh my God, this is so not my thing. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I do the show with Hoss and Gary.
Yeah. No, it's really cool.
I'm like, I can sell this for you.
Absolutely.
And so we'll talk about that in a minute because I did a little video over the weekend about subscribing to the podcast and also advertising. Because we've got three new advertisers signed on, that means I probably have room for maybe one more.
Okay.
I would say, because they sign up for like 8 weeks at a time.
Nice.
And I was talking to a couple of friends about like how big podcasting is getting right now.
It's getting big.
It's getting huge. And advertisers are starting to really realize that how well their investment works, because unlike regular radio, and I love regular radio, I don't want anyone to think I'm, you know, hating on it. But unlike regular radio, people set aside time in their day to listen to a podcast. So they're actually listening. It's not on in the background while they're shopping.
Correct.
They're not getting up and changing the channel. The other cool thing about podcast advertising is that your ad is there forever.
Yes.
So it's not like, so you pay for it once, and then I have new listeners all the time that jump on and say, oh my gosh, Kelly, I just discovered your show, and I went back and I binge listened to like every show you had. So all those advertisers get reheard again.
That's true.
So it's like you pay for it once, and it's like the gift that keeps on giving. So if you own a business and you're interested in advertising with the Kelly Mano Show, now is the time, because like I said, we just signed on three more.
That's awesome.
Including the three we already have, and we only do 1 to 2 shows a week. So
that's huge.
Woo, we're running out of room.
Big time.
No.
And if I haven't already said it before, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, you really need to do that. If you just listen to the show and don't subscribe, that doesn't really help me. I'm going to start going up to my friends and just grabbing their phones and being like, hey, my battery's almost dead. Can I see your phone for just a second?
Can I just call my mom?
And if they're not subscribed, I'm either just going to like punch them.
Just do it for
or
them.
Like give them a wedgie.
No, just subscribe.
I'll be like, hey, let me just see your phone for a second. I think I'm going to start doing it at my bridal parties. I'd be like, I am not taking another damn picture until every one of you bridesmaids and groomsmen.
Show me your phones.
Show me your phones. Subscribe to the Kelly Mano podcast on iTunes.
There you go.
And then I'll take the next picture. Okay, here's the other news, because I know that if we don't just talk about this first, you're going to have a complete hernia until we do.
Well, wait a minute. Did you hear that our city got renamed over the weekend?
What?
That is a billboard on I-44.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
So,
Guns N' Roses is coming to St. Louis! Guns N' Roses is coming to St. Louis!
My dogs just had a hernia. So for those who are new to the show, Hoss feels about Guns N' Roses the way I feel about the Spice Girls and Gwen Stefani. I mean, it's safe to say that you have a non-sexual man crush on Axl Rose,
100%.
Right? Okay. You love Axl Rose. And for those who don't know the big history of St. Louis and Axl Rose, St. Louis is where he got in a fist fight with the guy in the front row back in 1990.
July 2nd, 1991. 25
right.
years ago.
25 years ago. And he swore that he would never, ever come back to St. Louis.
Yep.
And there was like a partial Guns N' Roses reunion on the MTV Movie Awards like a couple years ago, and it was a hot mess.
Yes.
And then Axl Rose disappeared again.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, now they're going to be playing Coachella.
Yep.
All right. So tell me where you were when you got the actual news, or where were you when you saw the initial tweet?
I was in my office, and my buddy Jason forwarded me a tweet, and I looked at it, and it just said, you know, Guns N' Roses teaser. And I'm like, all right, well, I knew there was one over Christmas that was teasing Coachella and the reunion.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, I had a dull moment. I was like, all right, I'll watch this. I'm like, oh, cool. They're finally announcing the tour. And at the very end, it flashes the cities. And it's real quick.
Right.
So I had to roll it back and look at pause. And I'm looking through. It's like, where can I go? Where can I travel
right,
to?
Where am I going to have to go? Chicago, Kansas City, Nashville. Yeah. Yes.
And then I was like, wait a minute. And I rolled it back again. And I was like, that says St. Louis. So
wow.
I called a friend of mine who's done a lot of work with them booking tours. And the first thing he told me is he goes, I didn't book this tour. I can't take credit for it. And so I called another friend of mine who picked up the phone and goes, I've been anticipating this call for the last hour and a half.
He
I
was can't waiting talk for the right caller ID, to pop up and with your name on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And he's like, I can't talk to you right now, but yes.
Yeah.
And
well,
then the other big thing was, like I showed you, every city that's getting a show had a billboard pop up somewhere in the city.
And did you find it? Because I know
yes.
you were looking
it's,
for it.
It's 44 and Southwest Avenue.
Did you just like stare at it for hours?
It switches between three songs. It says Paradise City, and then it says Welcome to the Jungle, and then it says Patience.
So
I was going to say, there's also one. It's one of the rolling billboards with different stuff.
Yeah, that's what
that's
this is
at,
too.
It's at 70 and 270.
Oh, the one by Riverport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that where they come in?
I don't know.
Stadium
I would imagine
it's
got to be the dome. No, it's got. There's no way. If they're going to go outdoor, obviously it's Bush. But my gut tells me the dome. What this band is getting per show, the only way that you can do it and keep the ticket prices low enough to that everybody can afford to go is to put this show in the dome.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I hate stadium tours. I don't. Have you guys ever? You guys. I mean,
I've been to a handful of them.
You work in music. The last stadium tour I went to was One Direction, and I thought, oh my God, we got awesome seats. We're in the lower bowl. We're like in the fourth row, and we get there, and I forget that it's a stadium, and we're still
yeah.
50 yards from Harry Styles or whatever his name is. And so Haas texted me, and he's like, let's get a box for Guns N' Roses.
Because here's the thing.
And I was
they're
like,
not going to go one on time.
Well, see, the first thing I thought was, that is so lame, Haas. Like, I know I'm old, but there's some bands that you want to be down in the crowd with, and Guns N' Roses is one of them.
And I'm going to do that at Coachella.
But you're right. This tour could be a hot mess.
Yes.
And I hope it's not.
I'm going in 2 weeks, the very, very first show. Is actually a warm-up for Coachella in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And I'm going to that. So I'll be able to know what's going on.
You will have, because here's the thing. If Axl is healthy, and if they come back and do this right, it's going to be amazing.
If there is karma in this world, the show will be on July 2nd.
Why is that?
Because that will be the 25th anniversary.
It will. So we have to find the guy.
That would be awesome.
The guy that got kicked out for fighting Axl Rose.
Yeah.
I want him in our box.
Okay.
I will pay for his tickets.
Okay.
I will get him and his buddy a ticket.
You know he's going to say something from stage. You know there's going to be a remark.
I wonder if, yeah.
He'll say something. It is not in his DNA not to make a remark about it.
Right. But do you think he'll bury the hatchet with the guy? Do you think he'll reach out to him?
No.
Do you think he'll ban him from the concert? Can he?
He can.
Do we have the guy's name?
I'm sure you.
Oh
Google
yeah.
It.
No, my husband's got it because I wanted him on the show earlier.
I don't know. I don't think he'd ban him from the show. I don't think he's going to make any reference to him by name. He's going to make some snarky reference about being the last
back
time he was in
St. Louis.
But he that's about it.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not even a Guns N' Roses fan particularly. But I know enough about music to know how awesome they are, and I know at least 10 of their songs, I'm totally going
to
go.
I've had no less than 12 people tell me they want to go to the show with me, not necessarily to see the show, but just to watch me watch the show.
Yeah, I think I'm in for that, too.
Yeah.
I've never seen a 7-foot-tall man jump up and down like a tiny boy.
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah, all right. So we will be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on! Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by a brand new sponsor to the show. Loot Crate is
here.
And for those of you who don't know what the heck I'm saying, Loot Crate is spelled L-O-O-T-C-R-A-T-E. They came to me to sell the show, and little did I know, Haas was already like completely invested in this company.
Yep.
So when we were kids, our parents would do things like the Fruit of the Month Club, where if you wanted to buy someone a gift, you'd sign them up for this monthly fruit club, and every month they'd get a different basket of fruit. And as us girls have grown up, they've got girly things like that, where you can get like a basket of like Bath and Body stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is like a monthly subscription box for dorks.
It's like Comic-Con delivered to your door every month.
Yes, it's amazing. And so it looks
really cool.
It's a monthly subscription box for geeks and gamers for under $20 a month.
And I'm telling you, you get more than that in return.
Yeah, so they said that every box has at least $45 worth of merchandise
easily,
in it.
Easily.
And every box has a t-shirt. Is that right?
Yes.
And do you get to pick the size, I assume?
Yeah, it's sizes small through, I think, triple X.
Awesome. And the great thing is that there's no commitment. You're in control of when it starts. You're in control of when it ends. And the, you know, I thought about, you know, aunts, uncles, grandmas buying for like their kids or nephew's birthday. Like if you got a grandson coming
100%.
Up, you know, you could give them this and say, hey, guess what? You're going to get another present every month
every
for the
month.
Next 3, 6, 12 months.
Yep.
You can go as long as you want. If you go the whole year, you can get the box for as little as $12 a month.
Yep.
So you can get a special offer by doing it through my name. And all you have to do is go to lootcrate.com/Kelly Mano. And if you forget about that later, if you're in your car right now, you can always go to KellyMano.com. All my advertisers are always listed there. But if you have a gamer in your life, somebody who loves what, Star Wars and
everything. Well, every month is themed. Like this month was a Versus theme. So my shirt was a Star Trek shirt. I got a really cool DC beanie that one side is Daredevil.
Yeah.
I can flip it inside out and it's Punisher.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's Funko Pops in there, which are like the action figures that kids collect now. Like you name it. It's in there. Like
again.
Movies, music. The coolest thing I've gotten out of it so far is I got a Bill and Ted shirt.
Now
which
I
is
know what
them,
that is.
Bill and Ted sitting on the phone booth and it just says be excellent to each other.
Awesome. So if you want to get this special offer, you have to go to lootcrate.com/Kelly Mano. That's LOOTCRATE/Kelly Mano. And if you forget, just go to KellyMano.com. But either way, get the geek and gamer in your life a subscription to Loot Crate. You will not be sorry. All right, so do you guys want to talk about, I'm going to give you two options here. Do you want to talk about poop or do you want to talk about dead people?
Ooh.
Poop or dead people?
I'm kind of scared to say dead people, seeing that we're playing a song called Ride It.
How about sure. dead people that poop?
Well, I don't have a story about
that.
That's
the last thing you do, you know. It's the truth.
Were you here when we interviewed the mortician?
No, I wasn't.
We need to have her on again.
I agree.
I'm starting to learn on this show that I can have guests on longer than one segment.
Yep.
I think it took me a little while to you know, to understand that. But I mean, I could do a whole hour with a mortician.
Oh, yeah.
Should we start with the dead people?
Sure, let's do it.
Well, first of all, in sad news...
Real dead people or just dead behind the eyes?
Well, no. Well, actually, I do have a story about the Kardashians in a little bit.
I was
going
to say, okay. We have talked a lot about the Kardashians.
They're coming up. So Gary Shandling died over the weekend.
So sad.
That very sad.
Which was really
Hail Hydra.
Sad. He was, you know, in his mid-60s.
Yep.
And he died of a heart attack while making his own 911 call.
Oh.
And something that really bothered me was they said that he was feeling really bad the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And he had called his doctor and said that he was short of breath and having chest pains. And the doctor came and saw him and said, if you don't feel better tomorrow, you know, call the doctor.
Right.
And I guess he woke up the next morning and didn't feel well. And, you know, I have a rule with my family and with emergency rooms and things like that, because my husband is a little bit of a hypochondriac.
Okay.
He would go to the emergency room or take our kids to the emergency room pretty much any time, to whereas I'm the opposite. Unless you're like gushing blood, stay home.
Right.
But for me, if it's your chest or your head, you go.
Oh, sure.
Don't ask any questions. If it's your arm or your leg or your knee or a cough or an ear infection, like deal with it.
Right. Put some dirt on it.
Yes. Rub a little bit of dirt on it. But if it's ever your chest or your head, go. Yeah, like I immediately. Agree. And so that's always been. And he was only in his 60s. And did you see that they're not going to sign his death certificate? The coroner said.
Really?
Yeah. He said, I'm not signing it because I don't have any proof of how he died. I mean, I guess I don't think they've said anything about foul play.
No, it's his doctor is the one that does not want to sign the death certificate yet. And they're going to actually the coroner is actually going to do an investigation as to how he died.
Are they thinking that maybe it was like an accidental overdose type of thing?
From what I read, it's more just about they don't know the whole thing behind the call the night before and how he woke up the next morning.
Interesting.
A lot of those celebrities, they all have their own doctors.
Right.
Oh,
you
know?
We know that from Michael Jackson.
Well, and I was just going to say, a lot of those celebrity doctors are very loose when it comes to prescriptions because they want to keep...
If they say no...
They'll go to someone else, yeah.
You know, I mean, it started way before Michael Jackson with Elvis Presley.
Been around forever.
True.
You know? And so, continuing with talking about dead people here, you hear about a lot of this in other countries, but you don't hear about it a lot in the States. But it just happened in New York. A funeral home called McCall's in New York mixed up a body.
Whoops.
And they held an entire service and cremated a woman that did not belong to that family.
How do they know it was the wrong person if it's been cremated?
Well, because they did a viewing first.
Okay. So no one noticed?
Yes. Well, the thing is, a lot of them noticed. Here's the thing. The woman was 81 years old, and she had cancer.
Okay.
And if you've seen anybody lose their battle with cancer, they don't look anything like themselves in the end. And so, you know, apparently the hair was a little bit different. And at one point, her 10-year-old grandson actually said, Daddy, that's not grandma. And the family, they all kind of, you know, mentioned that she looked a little, they honestly thought that the funeral home just did a bad job.
Just did a bad job making
That's kind of what they had thought.
Okay.
So then they cremate her, and 6 days later, the funeral home calls the family, and they say, the woman in the coffin that you guys were kissing and mourning was not your mother.
Oh! I'm kissing a random dead person! No!
Why are we laughing? We're going to hell.
Oh, gross.
We're going to hell if
we're
laughing.
We're going to hell for that?
Sorry, Nana.
Well, so anyway, the kid of the son of the lady, the dead lady, said that it was shameful. The mix-up was shameful. I guess they figured it out whenever they went to bury the other lady, that her family figured it out. And so 9 days later, here's how they figured it out. The New York Times reported that open coffin photographs of both women showed they had similar similarities, including age, race, complexion, and size. Why did they have photographs in the coffin?
That's creepy.
Have you guys ever been to a funeral where somebody takes a picture?
Yes. It's really weird.
I mean, I'm in that whole, like, everybody mourns in their own way. Mm-hmm. Like, I've lost a lot of family members and things like that. But I just don't get the taking the picture in the coffin.
I agree.
Yeah.
I have that same rule when it comes to places like Ground Zero, or if I would ever go to Auschwitz or something like that. Like, go there, see and understand the history and gravity of what happened there.
Right.
But don't take pictures like you're at Disneyland.
Yeah, you know what? I guess I never thought of that.
Although, I will say this. When I was in New York 2 years ago and I took my parents to Ground Zero,
right.
There are signs from the New York Board of Tourism that says, please take pictures, put them on social media, and hashtag it with this.
Oh, okay, because I took pictures of the fountain.
It still feels weird because it's one of those places that you know everywhere you stand, you're standing where there was a dead body.
And like, it's so fresh, mm-hmm. you know, because for us, like, we all lived it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one of those things. I've got something a little closer than some. I actually lost somebody in one of the towers.
Oh, you did.
So, you know, so that is, it's definitely one of those things that I have not gotten to New York yet.
The memorial's beautiful.
Okay.
It's really, really, really well done.
It is. And, you know, we all remember, like, the haunting images and stuff from that time. And actually, it brought up a debate over the weekend that had a lot of interest to me because I work both in media doing this show, and I'm also a photographer. But with the big the bombings in Brussels over the weekend that killed all those people, there is a particular photo of a woman that's just absolutely haunting. But she's, like, sitting on a bench. And she's had her clothes burned off. You can see her undergarments. You can see her bra. You can see her stomach hanging over, like, her skirt. She's in a very, very vulnerable moment. And she's looking right at the camera. And a journalist took the picture, and then boom, it was broadcast out there to millions and millions of people. And that lady and her family has come forward and said, hey, you know, what happened to fundamental decency here? Like, at what point do you not, at what point is telling the story more important than a human being's right to not be a social media star in the middle of a tragedy?
Yeah, I get both sides. I do. I don't know. My first thought is you were looking at the camera. You knew what was going on.
But I got to show you the picture, though.
I mean, maybe she's so completely out of it, she doesn't.
She is. She is.
I don't think I've seen the picture.
I'm going to pull it up for you real quick.
Okay.
All right, so I've actually got the picture. Hang on, I'm going to pull it up for you right here. Yeah, I can make sure our microphone to where they belong.
Okay.
How does my sound look, Gary?
You're good. Yeah.
I'm not too loud?
No, it looks good.
All right, so here's the picture right here. So as you can see, they actually blurred this one out.
Right.
This is the only one that I've seen blurred out. But the part, as you can see, she is looking at the camera, but she has no idea what's going on.
Sure.
She's injured. She's bloody. What you can't see is that all her clothes are burned off.
Right.
And she's in her bra. Mm-hmm. Her stomach is hanging over her pants in what most women would consider not a flattering way.
Sure. I get it. It's a very human picture.
Right. But what if it was your mom?
No, I understand. I mean, do I think it's any more heart-wrenching than the photo that everyone remembers of 9/11 with the dude head down, falling from jumping out of the tower?
Like, yeah, that's turned into a piece of art. It's called, like, Falling Man.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I think it's on par with that. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that the images...
There's a fine line.
It is. And I don't know where I stand either. The images are important to tell the story, but it's not 1960 where we only have a couple cameras.
Well,
like,
and that's
how much media coverage... Did we not have enough other photos of the horror that happened there that we had to put this one out all over the place?
I think that is the fundamental difference between then and now. I mean, nowadays, anybody with a smartphone is a mobile news source.
Right.
Because you have good quality cameras and internet connection with social media.
Yep.
That's why you see so many more politicians and people like that getting into hot water.
Yeah.
Because you can't sweep things under the rug anymore.
No.
Not that this is a scandal or anything.
Right.
But it's the same road as far as there's so many more outlets. It's not like, you know, in 1960, whatever, if this happened, that picture would have been on the New York Times, USA, a couple of newspapers, and then been done. And now you're going to see it everywhere you
go forever and ever. Yeah. So I don't know. I feel for her because she's upset about it.
Is the guy making a profit off of the picture?
I mean, in most cases, yeah. You sell your photos. You're working for a company. So, yeah, I'm sure he has the copyrights to that image. So whether or not he's going to do anything good with the money, I don't know.
Yeah. But, I mean, I would say if you're documenting it for history's sake, that's one thing. But if you're trying to build a house off the profits,
yeah,
maybe that's a little different.
Well, so one other dead person story, and then we will move on, and then we will come back with poop, because
right.
I have what might be the greatest poop story ever told in all time.
All right.
So Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend that she dated him for 9 years.
Okay.
This dude was like part of her family. Okay. 11 years ago, he takes a fishing trip with 22 other people and overnight disappears. So they assumed that he fell overboard and that he was dead, but they never found a body, so they didn't, like, declare him missing or anything. But at the time, it was kind of scandalous because he owed a lot of money in child support, and he was about to file for bankruptcy.
Ooh.
They just found him in Mexico.
So he faked his own death?
He faked his own death.
Are you talking about Matt Latanzi?
I don't know what his name is. Let me see. I've got his lawyer's here name. No. Patrick McDermott.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. So it's been 9 years now. So they found this guy. Like, he jumped, like, faked his... Now, he had a kid, mind you. I mean, because first of all, I felt for Olivia Newton-John. Like, could you imagine if your boyfriend couldn't just break up with you and instead he actually had to fake his own death?
I'm not going to lie. I've been in relationships with that
where
kind of crossed my mind.
Where it would have been easier just to...
Just be like, it would just be easier if everyone thought I was gone.
Frank Christopher,
that's
now
right.
Working for Indigoot.
I'll be living in New Zealand under the name Claude Vanderhue.
Well, that's what he's doing. And he's living in Mexico. And so now apparently, like, he's hired a lawyer. And he came out with a statement that says, or his lawyer said that he does not want to be bothered. He didn't fake anything. He just he just wanted to get away.
He just neglected to tell anybody at all where he was going for 9 years.
What an asshole. I mean, you like seriously, like you fake your own. You know how long he had to plan that? And someone had to be on the boat to take him away.
Yeah.
But I mean,
you don't just jump off a boat and go, I'm going to swim to Mexico.
He had to have like something going on the side out there or something, but
something.
Could you imagine how messed up that kid is?
I mean,
I can't even imagine.
Can you imagine if you thought your parent was dead?
No, they just really didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, and not only are they alive,
they just didn't want to pay for you anymore.
They didn't want to pay for you anymore. You know, and Olivia Newton-John, maybe she's like secretly crazy. You know, like they call Holly Berry Holly Scary.
Maybe the Travolta messed her up a little bit.
I don't know. But Lucy got Grease Live on DVD for Easter. So guess what we're watching every night this week?
Grease Live.
I'm so excited. I've totally got her into like all my... And she's watching the original Grease now too.
Nice. She doesn't need to watch Grease 2.
No, she doesn't even know that it exists right now.
Okay, good.
So I'm going to keep it that way. I am going to come back and I'm going to tell you a story about poop that will make everyone's day.
Awesome. The things I would do to you.
The Kelly Mano Show. The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show has another new sponsor.
It is
Gateway Photo Booths. A lot of trends come and go in wedding photography, and the one that's been exploding the last couple years is photo booths, which is great when it's done right. But the problem is that all these copycats come along, and I see people literally with like PVC piping and like a bed sheet in the corner, and it like crap is falling over. Gateway Photo Booths have been in business since 2009, and guess who runs it?
I don't know.
My fellow dinosaur, Addison Clark.
Nice.
Yes. And so he's been working like as a DJ and in the wedding business with his photo booth since 2009. If you want a great... What is the pig doing? What's he got?
Trying to get a purse.
Oh, my gosh. Is it okay?
Yeah. No, piggy.
Did anybody else leave any other purses out there? No. Heather?
Yeah, check my wallet.
Okay.
No, piggy. That's a bad piggy.
He literally brought it into you.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to get into this.
He's like, here, take this because I'm going to get in trouble if you leave it with me.
I warn everybody when they come in my house that the pig's going to get into their stuff. And yeah, he proves me right every time. Anyway, back to talking about Addison Clark and Gateway Photo Booths. You can wedding packages start at just $600. So if you want to have a fun take home for your guests and you want a photo booth at your wedding, at a birthday party, at a bar mitzvah, make sure you get in touch with Addison at gatewayphotobooth.com. As always, if you missed the website, you can go to kellymano.com and I'll have it listed there. Tell Addison that I said, hey, maybe he'll bring the dinosaur costume. If you mention my name, Kelly Mano, you get $50 off any package.
There you go.
My name is so magic. People are just going to start walking into random stores and going, Kelly Mano!
I tried paying for my gas by saying your name the other day.
You did?
It didn't work, but I tried.
Kelly Mano, what do I get?
Like, I don't know what you're talking about, sir. We need you to pay for this gas.
So if you are looking for a photo booth, make sure you check out their website. It is www.gatewayphotobooth.com. Hoss, what is that one more time?
www.gatewayphotobooth.com.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. So you heard some extra voices in that last segment.
Indeed.
Yep. And that is some of the lovely ladies from JM Motors.
Yay! Woo!
Some of our longest sponsors of our show.
Yes.
We love having... So we have Heather here and we have Joy. They're both from JM Motors. And...
Hi!
You guys are actually here to talk about something important, but... You got here a few minutes early, so you get to be part of the poop story. All right?
Awesome.
So excited.
It's like indoctrinating yourself into the show because it's a fairly regular topic on the show.
Okay, for some reason, people, like our listeners, just love talking about poop. And I read a story this weekend that was so funny that I thought it was fake. And then I did more research and I'm like, this is not fake. We're talking about this on the air.
Awesome.
And so it all started on Twitter. Have you guys ever had a really bad date?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I'm gonna show the gentleman in the room a photo of this lady. Haas, what would you think about her?
I'd take her out.
Yeah? Gary?
Absolutely.
Jacques?
She seems
I know you're
smart.
Married, but that is a lovely looking woman, right?
Yeah.
Right?
She looks...
I can't say anything.
She looks... Gary, you know, she looks smart.
You would hit that, right?
Right.
I mean, that's generally the... You would definitely. She's
she looks
hot.
Smart.
She's hot. Okay.
She's got large brains.
Yes. Something else that starts with a B. How are my levels, Gary? Am I looking good? I can't hear myself.
Her levels
very
are
well.
Looking good.
Yeah, her yes. levels look great. So a woman told a story about a first date over the weekend. And actually, I'm not sure if it was her first date. She told the whole thing on Twitter.
Okay.
So I'm going to read this for you guys. Now, keep in mind, it's not.
Is this the girl?
This is the girl I'm talking about.
Okay.
If it doesn't sound like I'm speaking like proper English or I'm tripping over words, it's because I'm really reading her exact tweets.
Oh, boy.
So her name is Malika, and she's from Canada. So, just up north. She took to Twitter to tell a story about a date she ended up on, and it has captivated Twitter, and it is making her now a celebrity.
Okay.
And here's how the story goes. Her Twitter handle, by the way, is @_Blotty, Blotty. And it starts like this. I have a story to tell. It's about my poop. So yesterday, I went on a date with a man who asked me out at the grocery store the other day, and all was going well, really well. So we went back to his place.
Yes.
I knew where things were going. And
are we sure that the story didn't start off with Dear Penthouse Forums?
No. I am a calm, confident woman. I knew where things were going, but I needed to take care of business. And I felt comfortable enough to go poop in his bathroom because it was on another level of the floor of the house. This was a mistake. I pooped. I pooped. His toilet did not flush. So, of course, like any calm, confident, self-assured woman, I panicked. I flushed the toilet a million times and it just made everything worse. By this point, I was frantic because I had been in there for so long.
Right.
He was going to realize I was pooping. There was only one single piece of poop left in the toilet. In that exact moment, something came over me, and I knew what I had to do.
You take it out, and you put it in the tank, and then walk out. It's called an upper ducker.
Not this woman. I got toilet paper and removed the poop from the toilet.
Correct.
Once that was done, I realized I didn't have a plan. What do I do with it now? I can't leave it there. By this point, I was really freaking out because I had definitely been in there too long. So again, standing there, poop in my hand, I made another horrible decision and did the only thing I could think of to do. I wrapped it in multiple layers of toilet paper and I put it in my purse.
No! Incorrect! There has to be a window.
Well,
launch it like a hand grenade. Something.
Her sister gets to that advice shortly. So she's got the poop in her purse and she goes back downstairs. All right, so now what? We are sitting there on the couch, and he starts kissing me. And all I can think of is that I have a piece of shit in my purse. Him.
Amazing.
Him. You are so beautiful. The moment I met you, and you smiled at me, you had me. Me. That's really sweet. Me in my head. I have a piece of shit in my purse. At this point, I had a break, and I texted my sister for advice. So her name is Malika, and she's texting her sister. I'm sitting in his house with a piece of poop. It's in my purse. Malika, what is happening? Malika, what is happening? I don't know, but I have a piece of poop and it's in my purse. And I'm afraid it's going to smell or fall out. You need to do something. Don't you smoke? Go outside and pretend you smoke. Jesus Christ. Why doesn't his toilet work? Does he only have one bathroom? Yes. Go outside. This is too much. Does he have a window? This is borderline too effing much. And then she says,
it's not borderline.
Tina, he is in love with me. And I have a piece of poop in my purse. So a few hours later, poop's still in her purse.
Oh, no.
The guy goes up to use the bathroom.
Oh, no.
So he goes up to use the washroom and she heard it flush. So she thought he must have fixed it. She wasn't sure, but she had to take a chance. I have to try to flush the poop, she says. So I brought my purse back up to the bathroom, unwrapped the poop, and prayed to every god I knew and flushed it. By the grace of God, the poo flushed and I was free and in the clear. Everything was going to be okay. I am a survivor. So that is my story. A man sat there telling me I was the most amazing woman he'd ever met, not knowing that 10 feet away from me, I had shit in my own purse, and it was poop that I had fished out of his own toilet.
That's great.
This is embarrassing for me, but seriously, don't drink coffee before a first date. It's better than to be sleeping with a high poop in your purse. And this is her picture. She's so hot.
Hey, everybody poops.
Is that not the best story that you've
ever
heard?
No, that's great. But again, it shows you the difference between men and women.
Right.
A girl can do that, tweet about it, and it's funny because she's hot. You or I tweet this, we're crazy, demented people who need to be put in a psych ward.
Yes. And also, like, I think guys think quicker on their feet. Like you said, toss it out a window, stick it in the tank. Girls?
Well, here's the thing. The aforementioned upper decker is usually reserved for people you hate.
Exactly, because it smells for a long time and you don't know where it's coming from.
Correct. And it basically just slowly sends it back into the bowl as it's dissolving.
It does?
Yeah, because the reserve in your tank is the new water that goes into the bowl when you flush.
Yeah.
So if you upper decker someone,
then it's
every time they flush, they're flushing crap back into their toilet.
That's awesome.
The things you learn.
But I will say this. If the roles were reversed for, and I was this dude and I was on a date with that chick at her house, and the option was leave it floating in the bowl or upper decker her, at least I know I'm hitting it once. I'll never get to do it again, but at least I'm going to complete the mission.
Well, like you said, girls panic. Like, we just, like, lose our mind and make everything worse. Like, when I messed up my voting last week and started pushing every button I could find. Like girls, like, will find any way to make a situation worse. And now, so this girl is getting all these requests from, like, fetish websites and stuff. That are, like, super turned on by it. So, there's my poop story.
That's an amazing story.
Heather, aren't you so excited that you walked in just in time for that?
Yes.
So I'm like, come on in and talk about JM Motors. I'm like, but I already teased a poop story.
Canadians are the best.
I know, right? Of course it was a Canadian.
Yeah.
So there's no real easy way to transition from poop in a purse to one of my greatest sponsors at JM Motors. But Heather and Joy are here.
And Jack.
And Jack. Yeah.
He's with JM Motors also.
Oh, you're also with JM. Here I am ignoring you because I thought you were here just to talk about the Haiti stuff.
Say hi, Jack.
So,
what's up?
Hi. Yeah. So what do all three of you do for JM Motors? I mean, you're like boss lady.
I'm boss lady.
Do you have that on your business card? Because I would just put boss lady.
HBIC. No, I don't have that, but that's a great idea.
I know, right?
I'm Joy, and I do everything in the back that needs to get done and make sure everybody does stuff.
I'm Jack, and I clean the cars. I'm just the detailer there.
Oh, nice.
You know what? I need Jack. You want to know why? I took my minivan to get detailed the other day where they clean out the inside of it, and they opened it up, and they go, nope. Too dirty.
Oh, wow. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That's their job.
I'm like, what do you mean?
I will definitely not say that. I will do it for you.
Like, and I know that
I can see them upcharging you, but to full on deny service?
And I was in a sling. And I said, look, I said, I know it's really dirty. It's a minivan. I've got three kids. There's fries on the floors, but there's like not mold growing in there. There's nothing dangerous.
We already got the puke out of it.
Exactly. I mean, I guess they want you to pre-clean it.
That's dumb.
I could not believe it. I would have slapped him if I didn't have a bad arm.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, your car is too dirty to be cleaned.
But don't you usually pre-clean your house before your cleaning lady comes over?
I kind of, the couple of times that I've had a cleaning lady, which was like when I had babies and stuff for a little bit, I did, or I would clean alongside of her.
Sure.
You know, but I couldn't believe he wouldn't vacuum. So, you know,
I can't have a cleaning lady just because the whole thing with the cleaning lady is they always say we clean, we don't pick up.
Yes.
And that's 80% of my problem.
Exactly. I hear you. And so I love JM Motors. You guys have been in Granite City for now 45 years.
Over 45 years.
Now, your husband is the owner.
Yes.
But was it his dad that started it? No. Or he started it?
He started it.
On his own.
On his own.
And I love Granite City. I love small towns. And I love supporting small business. And so what is the best way for people to find out when you've got new cars? Is it still the Facebook page?
The Facebook page. You can... if you find us on Facebook, make sure you like us.
Yes, and, I do like you.
You can get to our website through there, and then we update that weekly with all the new cars. And we're always.
I saw that blue Jeep you guys had. You still have that?
We do.
Gosh, it's amazing. I'm in one of those like situations where we swore we would pay off this car, like because we've never been without a car loan. Like we've always had two car loans, and so it's like we're trying to get my van paid off and then have it paid off at least like a year, and then that'll be around the time I turn 40, like in 2 or 3 years, and I'm getting whatever I want. Like, I told my husband, I'm like, don't think it's a midlife crisis, because I'm telling you now. If I get a hot pink monster truck, like, that's what it is.
That would be awesome. Or a hot pink Jeep.
Yes.
That would be pretty cool.
Like a Barbie Jeep, like a real life Barbie Jeep. Oh
my God. Yeah.
I told you to keep an eye out.
I am.
And so I love JM Motors.
I know there's paint. Even if it's not pink, you could always paint it pink.
But the blue is perfect for blues.
Yes.
The St. Louis Blues. When I drove that to the game, it was just like people were going crazy over that Jeep.
I bet. I love Jeeps. Now, Joy, I want you to pass the microphone to her because I've been seeing some shenanigans. Suddenly, like Heather's Instagram page went from like all pictures of her adorable children, which is still there.
Right.
To like
adorable.
All of these crazy videos of you guys like jumping out of cars and like being really silly.
Shenanigans. And welcome to my job, right? Right?
Good for you.
Like, I said, let's just go for it. So I grabbed our camera. I'm like, go outside. No script. Let's just roll with it, girls. So we have a blast and we're like, it's video time.
Right.
And run outside and just have some fun and let people know that we're here and we've got some really sweet cars on our lot that they need to be checking out.
Well, it works and it's good. So your marketing is absolutely working. And you guys are located. I think I've got this memorized by now. Well, we're going to do a commercial in a minute, but you guys are located at what? 2310 Namioki Road.
Yes, correct. Ma'am. Granite City.
Granite City, Illinois.
10 minutes from the arch.
Look at you. And I just want to say thanks to you guys because you guys have been supporting the show for so long. You were like one of my very first sponsors to sign on and say, hey, Kelly, I don't know what the hell you're doing, but I'm going to support you.
Right. And I love the Kelly Mano show.
I know. It means the world to me. So I need to come back in and see you guys again sometime soon. Okay. Did you have a good Easter?
We did.
I saw your little girl's dress, Macy Ann's. That was like one of the best dresses ever. All right. So tell people where they can find you at on Instagram.
Your GC car sales lady. And you can find us on Facebook at J M Motors. And our website is www.jmmotorsauto.com.
Did I even know about the website? I don't think I've been plugging that. I've been plugging the Facebook. I'll get with it, I promise. you guys are actually here for a much a bigger reason than just to talk about how great JM Motors is. You guys are doing something really amazing here soon, and we're going to talk about it next on The Kelly Mano Show. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope, thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, because I got me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is all right. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double.
The Kelly Mano Show.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by JM Motors, who's in studio right now. Say hey.
Hey.
So I don't even have my script in front of me, but I can tell you that JM Motors has been in business for over 45 years in Granite City, Illinois.
Yes.
They're located at 2310 Namioki Road. Haas, how far are they from the arch?
10 minutes.
Yes. you guys still have two sales guys?
We do.
Devoted to your sales team, so they know your inventory well. One thing I hate about buying a car is driving onto a lot, and like I've got 1 foot out the door and some dude in khakis is chasing me down. I'm like, back up.
Can I interest you in the $75,000 car we just got in?
So I love that you guys limit your salesmen and that they know the inventory so well. And they've been with the company how long?
Over 10 years.
Over 10 years.
Yeah, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And so if people want to find the most recent inventory at JM Motors, they can go to your Facebook page.
Yes.
Which is JM Motors.com. And I always link to it from my website, which is KellyMano.com. Nobody buy the blue Jeep because I've got, I've got one
That's
eyeball on it.
Sales pitch ever.
I know, right? You can buy anything on the lot but the blue Jeep. And if you mention the Kelly Mano Show, you get a free gas card, right?
Hey, yes.
A free,
absolutely.
What, $50 gas card?
Yes, ma'am.
That's another place you can just walk in and go, Kelly Mano!
Right.
Not at QT.
Not at Quick Trip?
No.
I want people to start sending me videos of themselves trying that. Just walking in and yelling my name and seeing what you get. So if you are in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, make sure you check out JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois.
We got the Refugees All-Stars rubber-dubbing in the club. Wyclef Jean, John Forte, Roswell. Now I'm in the streets again, a little crazy. Look.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. The Fugees breakup was one of the worst ever.
Was it?
Yes. And I know this isn't the Fugees. This is just Wyclef, right? This is his, one of his solo things.
Mm-hmm.
For 90s rap girls like me, Lauryn Hill losing her mind was like the worst thing ever.
It was entertaining to watch.
It was. But when she was normal, she made amazing music. Amazing
music. That debut solo record of hers is brilliant.
Amazing. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, still one of my favorites. Still one of my favorites. So we're playing a little Wyclef. It's a little theme music here because Heather and Joy and Jack from J Motors are here to talk about a mission that they're going to be taking to Haiti. Now, something funny kind of happened. Heather, I don't know if you remember this or not. But, okay, so one thing you need to know is that I'm the worst flyer on the planet. Yes. I drug myself like Weekend at Bernie's. And about, I guess like 3 years ago, I was getting on a plane to go somewhere. And I was like half like drug induced. And I turn around and three rows behind me is Heather, who's from Granite City. So I knew her anyway. And I was like, hi, what are you doing on here? And like I was bawling. I think I was going to my friend's wedding.
You were going to...
Arizona
photography for a wedding.
Was it? So I think it was my friend Julie's wedding and I was literally going to be gone for 48 hours.
Right.
And I was bawling my eyes out because I can't handle leaving my kids. Like I'm attached. Like I have cut the cord issues. And
is it leaving the kids that has you frightened or flying?
Oh, both. It's a combination.
Nice.
And it's like major anxiety. And I'm like, and I'm like, Heather's like, oh, why are you flying? I'm like, I have to leave my kids for 2 days. And I don't want to fly. I just don't like it. I just want to be home on my couch. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm going to Haiti to save children on a mission trip for like a long time. And I'm like, wow, I feel like a moron. I'm just going to take my Xanax and sit down.
Neat.
So that was 3 years ago. Yes. So how many times have you been to Haiti now?
This will be my fifth trip, I think.
Your fifth trip?
Wow.
Now, Jack, by your accent, I'm assuming that they found you there.
Oh, yes.
Did they just bring you home one time?
Yes.
Like, stuff you in their suitcase?
Jack, yes, I am Haitian. That's where I came from. I met my wife, Joy, back home in Haiti. And now I've been living in the U.S. now almost 2 years.
Yeah? How are we? Are we okay?
Yeah, you guys okay.
Are we as messed up as people like to say that we are?
Oh, you guys are great. It's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, so wait, Joy. You went on a mission trip and brought home a boyfriend.
Sort of. So I moved to Haiti when I was 18, and I lived there for 2.5 years. And my mom's biggest joke was, don't ever go marry a Jean-Claude down there. And
yes.
He's Jean-Francois. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
totally different mom.
So yeah, I met him down there and we decided to move back to Granite City to be with these lovely people.
Just like Haiti.
After we met the wonderful Haiti mission team.
Right. Yeah, after we met the Haiti mission team down there 1 year, we're like, hey, we gotta go check this out. So we moved back here, been working on his paperwork and things, and have big plans for going back to Haiti.
That's awesome.
Is amazing. And so when you guys are there, I know that you focus on the children. Is that correct? The orphanage is there?
Yes. We actually have several different, there's over 70 people on the Haiti mission team, and we go at different times of the year.
And is this through your church or is it a bunch of different churches?
Through our church.
And that's Grace Church, right?
Grace Church East.
Oh. So is there like a team there at all times? You guys just tag out like someone's coming in, someone else comes out?
Nope. Sometimes. Well, we're usually in passing.
Right.
It's usually the first 3 months of the year that we go.
Okay.
January, February, March. So there will be teams that meet in the airport in Miami.
Got it.
So my first question is, how long is the flight?
Oh, it's not very long.
It's like 2 hours to Miami. That's almost the longest part of it. And then an hour and a half to Port-au-Prince after you leave Miami.
Yeah. So that's not too bad. Now, when you get there, where do you guys stay?
Oh, we stay in a home. Here, Joy, I'll let you take that one.
I didn't know if people open their homes to you.
Yeah,
I mean,
kind of. So the place that I lived is a mission house that houses teams to come. So you're with Americans, and then you go out into the community to do your outreaches, and then you go back into the house.
That's awesome.
And so I would imagine it's not like a mansion or like a 5-star resort.
It can it can sleep a lot of people, so it's actually kind of a larger house than I've ever lived in America. Sure. But it houses teams, and it's, you know, it's got things like running water and electricity.
Which is a huge, huge luxury.
Well, that was going to be my next question, is what kind of conditions are you guys in? Now, Jack, so growing up in Haiti, is it hot there all the time?
Yes, it is hot there all the time.
All the time? Nice. So how do you handle the winters here?
My first year, like the first.
You ready to go back?
Oh, yes, I was ready. I was ready to go back.
I'm out. Get me out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my the first time I saw snow, I was like freaking out. I was I've never seen ice coming from heaven like that. Yeah. You know, coming from the sky. This is ice. You know what I mean? I was like scared because it was so cold. You know what I mean? Yeah. But no, I mean, I'm still like, I don't like this cold, but it's okay now.
Nobody really likes this cold.
I mean,
cold.
I don't like it. Cold. It's crazy. Yeah. When there's snow, I'm just freaking out. Right. I'm like, no, stuff like that.
Washing cars.
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, they're making you wash cars in the cold at JM Motors.
I just wear a bunch of jackets. There you
go. Oh my goodness. So,
and I'm getting on it.
Do you still get to communicate with your family a lot in Haiti?
Oh yes, I get
through technology and FaceTime.
Oh, that's awesome.
To Skype, onto Facebook. Me and my mom all the time. She called me to know what's going on. You know what I mean? All the kids, you know, little brothers and sisters. You know?
Have they come to visit you in America yet?
No, not yet.
I bet they will.
It's
though.
We're thinking about. You know, we don't know yet. Anyway, we'd love to. You know what I mean?
Sure. So, Heather, when you guys go on these trips, how long are you gone?
The longest I've been is 10 days.
And how long are you going this time?
Eight days.
8 days.
Nine.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep. Speak up. Speak up just a little bit. And so you're gone for 8 to 10 days. That's a long time to be away from your kids.
It is.
Because they don't come with you, right?
Once you land and you know that in America, wherever your kids are, they're completely taken care of.
Right. Compared to what you're seeing.
Yes.
Because for me, you know, every time, first of all, I wanted to adopt my whole life. Little did I know how hard it was. Mm-hmm. Like once Jimmy and I really honestly have gotten into it and started looking at it. So every, you know, if I went to Haiti, I would be stuffing babies in my suitcase. Yeah. That was actually something I was going to discuss with you guys. Yeah. If you could possibly just bring one back.
Look, I went to mouse races with her last month.
Yes.
And she left with 4 mice.
In my pocket.
Yeah, and women over there, when we're walking the streets, will hand babies to me and tell me to take them.
Just to get them out of the poverty.
And I have to tell them I can't take them.
Why can't you, though?
They make it so hard.
Just to get my husband here took over 6 months to get his visa, and we've been in the green card process. It took at least a year and a half. So even just an adult that's like married to me, like
I can give consent.
It's hard.
Yeah.
So to get a child and like all the child trafficking that goes on, the horrible things like that.
Sure.
So they have to really like guard it. So
like if you're wearing like a baby Bajoran, like do they really peek in there and like make sure it's a, like
why
a,
don't you try that and tell me how it goes?
Are the
you should go to Haiti with us.
Are the restrictions and the rules on the Haitian side or the U.S. side?
More so the Haitian side, because the Haitian has to give their consent.
Right.
The Haitians have to give their consent for the child to leave the country and become an American citizen. And then once they're in America, then they can get their birth certificates and Americanize them. But you just have to go through the Haitian laws first, which is long and frustrating. And
I just want a baby without paying $30,000.
I know, right? Wow. Well.
Oh,
you have three.
I know, but that doesn't mean I'm not allowed to have more. I wanted more.
You can just come with us and like hug on all of them and like hug 100 children in one day
she
and be satisfied.
Leave.
Listen,
no.
And then you'll be going like 6 times. And
yeah, and then you're going to be hooked.
The thing is, like, I don't follow rules well. And so I will try to bring a baby home and I'll be in a Haitian jail.
Yep.
That's what would happen.
I don't want to do that.
No.
That is exactly what would happen.
Then it'll be Gary.
Yeah.
Actually, in Haiti, the prison is absolutely pitiful. There's over 30 men in one cell.
Neat.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Well,
and they sleep standing up. I mean, it's pitiful.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Like my dad could do that, but that was because he was in his 60s and really tired.
Right.
Like, do blue collar work your whole life. You fall asleep anywhere.
Everybody just leans on each other.
I know, right? And so you guys are going back. When are you leaving?
We leave April 13th.
April 13th. And I'm assuming it costs a lot of money to do this, to fundraising. Because, I mean, I'm assuming you guys pay a little bit out of your own pocket.
Yes.
You're doing fundraisers through your church.
Yes.
But for somebody like me, who is too selfish to leave my own babies for 10 days, how would I help and contribute to support your mission?
You can go through the Grace. Sorry, I need to talk louder.
There you go. You're working on it.
Grace East. I'll get the website for you to put up.
Okay.
And then there's a screen where you can click on the different teams. And
so people can donate to online. This, basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
And yes. Is it like $10, $20? Like no amount anything. Is too small.
$5. Yes.
That's great.
Everything helps. God has put on my heart the feeding program for the children, the starving children. So 100% of the money that I raise goes to that.
And
so there's different programs. There's more than...
Oh, yeah. There's medical teams.
Schooling, mm-hmm. housing. Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay. But Jack is a legal resident of Haiti. So why can't he bring home a baby for me?
We have to talk about that more. I don't know.
I don't think this is the conversation you want on recorded device for legal reasons.
You know what? Never mind. I don't need a baby. Not right now.
It's totally a joke, government.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
I'm not looking up a dead person's social security number. No. That is not me at all. So I can't believe you guys are going that soon. And first of all, be safe and have safe travels. And second of all...
she prefers females.
No.
Right-handed.
Listen, Rocky needs a brother.
Okay?
Rocky needs a brother.
So right-handed boy.
Yep. No, left-handed because then he can play first base. Okay. Listen, I wish I would have made Rocky left-handed. And he could have been a left winger.
If I can't get you a Haitian son.
Yes.
Gerald would gladly be his brother because Gerald would love to have a brother too.
Yeah, I know, right? So. Poor Rocky. If I bring home one more girl in this house, I'm pretty sure that he's going to move out. But I just wanted to thank you guys for, you know, what you're doing and for your mission. And I'm just going to make it easy and I'm going to put a link up at kellymano.com.
Thank you.
Okay. And so is the donation page, is it its own page or is it on Facebook?
It is... own page.
It's his own page, so I'll make sure it's linked on there. And people only have a couple more days to donate, right, before you go?
Right. Well, actually, you can donate all year long,
right?
Because we're continually going in the feeding program, which if you donate, click on my name, mm-hmm. that's where 100% of those funds go to the feeding program.
Why do I have a feeling I'm going to end up on one of these trips?
I said that.
You won't come home.
You will.
Well, you will because of your kids. But it's going to be like 10 to 20 years before you come home because you're going to have to get out of jail.
I'm going to buy one of those look-alike newborn babies.
Yep.
Like African-American.
And just swap it out.
And I'm going to fly out with it in a baby Bjorn and then just fly back with a real one.
Nice.
They'll notice. That's a great idea.
Like, I've been hustling shit since I was 12 years old.
Look, good thing there's no record of this on audio that anyone can find.
Listen, people, this is just off the top of my head. Give me time to think about this.
Oh, boy.
When I was a junior in college, I carried my own orange parking cone in the back of my trunk. And every time I moved my car, I would just put the cone there. And I had a free parking spot all year. Nobody
realized we're all complicit now.
Yes.
Oh boy.
So if you give me time to think of a hustle.
Remember those attorneys we had on the show a few months back?
They're not going to help.
Anyway, thank you, Jay Motors, for being on the show. Thank you, Heather,
thank
Joy,
you
and Jack, for your heart and your mission for Christ and for these kiddos. And, hey, if you're single, obviously there's some hottie Hades out there that people are just bringing on home. So there's an idea for you, too. So thank you guys so much for listening to the Kelly Mano Podcast, episode 37. We got another one coming up for you later this week. Until we see you again, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy, hoss.
Guns N' Roses is coming to St. Louis!
Oh, my God! We will talk to you next time. See ya!
Thank you very much.